Well, welcome, my friends. Blessing and peace on you. And welcome, guys, to episode number 7 here in the year 2025 of the Prophetic Pulse. I'm your good friend. I'm Troy Brewer, senior pastor here at Open Door Church in Big Time Burleson, Texas. And today, friends, we are celebrating the triumphant re-entry of Trump. And it's on like Donkey Kong, my friends. Today is January the 21st, and the first, not even 24 hours, actually right now, is it's actually 26 hours into his presidency. He's done more in the past 24 hours than the previous puppet did the entire 4 years that they held him up in office. And here we go, guys. I am going to tell you, out of all the things that I saw yesterday, there's a couple of things I'm going to highlight here, and I'm about to introduce a very special guest, and you're going to want to hear from this person. But I just want to just say this. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful to the Lord. If you missed my special edition in the broadcast that I did of the coverage of what had happened at the swearing in and those kinds of things, you know, I actually got friends all over the world said, you do realize he did not swear on the Bible. I do realize that. And what happened was, is it happened so quickly. If you guys go back and look, it just happened quickly. The guy come over, Kavanaugh come over and started talking to him. His family wasn't in place yet. Melania hadn't come around with the Bible yet, and Trump, in the midst of swearing in, did not have the situational awareness of once it was there. I didn't put my hand on the Bible. I don't think that he's against the Bible at all. I just think that that's just the way that things went down, and I'm very sorry for that. But we do know what the Bible was, and the Bible was in his office from 16 to 20. It'll be in his office again, and if you missed my broadcast yesterday, you actually missed the video that I showed on the history of that artifact. It actually is a really cool artifact from a revival that is great. But y'all don't be concerned about that. I'm not concerned about that. If I was concerned about it, I would tell you, dude, what is up with that? Why is he over there doing the weirdo eye and all this stuff and not swearing on the Bible? No, it just didn't happen in the moment. So yeah, I wish it had, but it didn't. But that's okay. It's not a big disaster. It's just part of the humanity of things that's going on. It's just like whenever Carrie Underwood got up there to sing, the song didn't show up, and they stood there in a moment of awkward silence, like they were at the public library without any homeless folks in it. And they're standing there going, "Well, okay, what do we do? What do you do?" And she's like, "Dude, I came here to sing. Just let me sing it. I don't need the music. That's what I'm talking about." Yeah. And it was great, man. It was really good. Out of all the things that I saw yesterday, there's a couple of things I'm about to highlight, and I want you to tell me, what was your favorite thing? Was it that he said, "Now there's only two genders. There's only two genders. It was crazy. It was insanity. We ever said anything else, two genders." Was it the two genders? Was it that we will call the cartel terrorist? Was it that we will stand with Israel and we even have ex-hostages and the family members thereof here with us? Was it that even at his party, he stopped what he was doing to start signing in bills, which we're actually going to go over a bunch of those presidential orders. And oh my goodness, what about Biden on his way out going, my whole crime family, man, I got to make sure that no laws can ever be I didn't know that you could do such a thing in a preemptive way. I knew that you could pardon people that, you know, had been pronounced guilty. I didn't know that you could pardon people from ever being pronounced guilty. I never seen anything like that before. That is different. Now, in the midst of all that mess, guys, I want to encourage you guys, go here, type it up, write it up. Let me know where it is that you're watching from. Like all my good friends, I see Gayla and Amber and Ada and Ashley. Hey, guys, also see, dude, somebody wrote on here, the Franklin Graham's prayer was my favorite part. That's legit. My goodness, that was legit. What about the man of God, Pastor Sewell, that got up there?
That was so good.
Oh yeah. My.
That was fire.
That was, yeah.
And then what about the little woke pastor that had to get up and follow that great man of God? He got up and he said, "Marriage." I was like, follow that. We were all excited, man. We were all shouting about it. And then the guy went, "Oh, wow. Well, Father, we pray in the spirit of inclusion and in diversity, that your woke spirit would move upon this very special scarf I'm wearing," and whatever it was his ludicrous prayer was. But with all that said, man, I feel sorry for anybody. Dude, if that was me, and if I had to follow that man of God, I'd walk up there and I'd say, "That, in Jesus' name, that." I mean, what are you going to add to that?
You could follow him up. Mm-hmm. I think of all people, you could follow him up.
I think you're just being nice, but I want to tell you, I was freaked out over it. I look
it
here.
It was good.
I am sitting here, friends, in episode number 7 and letting everybody come in here as we get ready. I see my friends from New Zealand. Hello, Genesis from New Zealand. Belinda in big time Glen Rose, Texas. Julie in Houston, Texas. Renee, I'm so daggum happy to see that you're here. Hello, Montgomery Park, California. Miss Mary, I call you blessed. Ashley, North Carolina. Asheville, North Carolina is here inside the house. Look at you cats. Another New Zealand. Welcome, South Africa. Yeah. I bless you in Jesus' name. Everybody, Reese is like, yeah, it was like Elmer Fudd got up, you know. That was what it was. There was some really cool things. And I encourage everybody to go back and watch my coverage of it from yesterday, because we all came in here and everybody had something really special to share, including my grandson.
Yes.
Came in and knocked it out of the park, which was really good. All right. Okay, so before we go to our special guest, anybody got to say anything before we go? Because I'm ready to go to her. What do you got?
Well, I was just going to add to your point about Trump not holding the Bible, because it's so funny how people look for things to, like, you know, out of all the great, it's like, what's the one thing he didn't do right, you know? And it's funny because his wife was the one holding the Bibles. Mm-hmm. And it's like when you're married, you're in unity. Mm-hmm. Right. And I thought that was a beautiful moment of, like, being in unity with it.
Well, what was she supposed to do? You know, was she supposed to stop him? I mean, imagine you trying to stop Donald Trump during his time of taking the oath. Hey, excuse me, Donald, we still got some stuff to do. You don't do that to him.
No.
Right.
And you don't do that.
And when you take the oath, it's to the Constitution. It's by choice to have the Bible there. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just people are going to look for anything, even with Elon Musk and the when he did his heart to the thing, they acted like he's making a Nazi sign. And it's like, the whole this party's Hitler thing has got to go, and we got to stop feeding into that. And it's sad because people are still so angry about losing and the fact that Trump won.
Well, let the heathen rage.
I know, come on.
Let the heathen rage. Let the wicked foam. Listen, that woke demon that you're partnering with doesn't work. It doesn't work for your family. Hey, I want you just to consider, if you're woke,
I want to welcome you.
Oh. That
was a... There was a glitch.
Where'd it go, man? Hey, man. No, that's
right there. That's live TV for you.
Yeah. So, guys, I want to just ask you this. If you're woke, if you're like all about woke, I guarantee you I know what the condition of your family's in. Mm. I know exactly. That's all I got to know. I just got to know you're woke. And then I know this, because it's all about selfishness. It's all about raging out. And it's all about, you don't care the cost. You demand to be heard. You demand to be seen. And you're going to call a lie the truth and the truth a lie. Mm-hmm. You're literally going to stand in front of burning buildings and call it mostly peaceful. That's what you're going to do. So I really don't care about the fit. I'm kind of enjoying the fit that everybody's throwing.
Yeah.
I really am.
Yeah.
The Palestinian protesters, these pro-Palestine, okay, did you see Hamas and the peaceful Palestinians that have been starving to death?
Yeah.
And they all will come out there. They're as fat as I am. They've gone through the same famine I've gone through here the past 6 months, which is Kentucky Fried Chicken nearly every single day.
Oh, wow.
And you look at those jokers, look at how they're dressed. Yeah. And then it's so bad in Gaza. It's so bad that Hamas, the terrorists, the rapists, Hamas, have to protect the three girls from the normal Palestinians.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is. That's how bad it is. You know what? They're all showing their cards, man. And people
but it's like, will people even see? Because I feel like the world is blind to their narrative. Mm-hmm. And it's like, anyone with common sense can look at the footage from Gaza right now and be like, everyone's partying in the streets. Everyone looks fine. It doesn't look like famine. It doesn't look like when you see on, you know, National Geographic, people
why
starving.
Why are they partying? Yeah, they're partying because a guy who kidnapped a girl, raped her, and cut off her head was released back into Gaza.
Yeah.
That's why all the Palestinians are all...
They see it as a victory.
Yeah, they see it as a great victory. And what was the crime that that girl committed? She was a Jew. She was sitting on a park bench reading a book when that monster attacked her, drug her off in the woods, raped her, and then beheaded her. That's who they demanded be released in order to release these three girls.
Yeah, and that's something, too, I think it's important to keep into perspective, because while, yes, on one hand, we're so happy that three hostages were released... For each hostage, 30 terrorists they had to release. What? So this was a terrible deal. At the end of the day, it was a terrible deal. Like, yes, we want them home and we want them to be brought home. I honestly don't know what the solution is because it truly is a lose-lose. I'm thankful that those hostages are home. Mm-hmm. But the last time this happened, they released the guy who ended up being responsible for October 7th.
Yep.
So it's just like, you know, I don't know. I just pray that Israel takes care of all these people.
Personally, I mean, here's the deal. If you're gonna kidnap our kids, you're gonna kidnap our families. This is what I say is this. If you're gonna make me give you 30 terrorists for every victim that you guys, okay, I'll give them to you, and then I'm gonna wipe you off the face of the planet Earth.
Yeah.
I'm coming after you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what should happen. Mm-hmm. And like, man, Troy, you're a man of God. You shouldn't think that. Oh no, I think that. Mm-hmm. And I am a man of God. May every single Hamas terrorists no longer breathe the same air that we breathe in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. And may every single supporter of them, every single person that would stand up and support those monsters, may they be found out in Jesus' name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday there was a great justice that happened in the midst of an incredible injustice. Yeah. And it happened to be that one of the things that President Trump signed was this: I'm going to pardon every single person that was arrested with the J6 political campaign and the mess. But I mean, literally on his way out, Biden is like, okay, you can't hold any of these people guilty for any of the crimes that they've done.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Can't look into it. Even though they destroyed all the evidence, even though they did this, that, against God-fearing American citizens. Mm-hmm. Well, yesterday was the day that the pardon actually happened.
1,500 of them.
Guys, I have a good friend of mine who's actually been on this show, and she's about to be on right now. She lives in big-time Luckenbach, Texas, one of the most glorious places in the world. The Wailin' and Willie Wall is in Luckenbach. If you want to go to Jerusalem, you can find the Wailin' Wall. Mm-hmm. But the Wailin' and Willie Wall, y'all don't even understand my joke. Are they? I'm sorry.
I don't get it. I thought it was a Texas thing.
But before we get to Jenny, don't forget to like, share, and comment, because that's the way you can be an immediate missionary. You're not going to want to miss this episode. We have somebody that was there when they were being released. So get ready.
We got pictures. Yes. We got all kinds of craziness, man. So here, I'll tell you what. Some people call her Jenny Cudd. I'm going to change her name to Dolly because she's been pardoned. Guys, here she is. Right here, right now. Jenny Cudd. What's going on, my friend?
Hello, everyone. You can refer to me as Madam Pardonee moving forward, or Jenny, I beg your pardon.
Oh, listen, I'm just going to start calling you Dolly.
That'll work too.
I'm going to start calling you Dolly. I'm so happy for you. So, dude, you've literally been pardoned by the President of the United States of America.
Yes, sir. It's amazing. It hasn't sunk in for any of us yet at all. We still have 22 people that are being now unlawfully detained, mostly inside of the D.C. gulag. But we did get 224 prisoners walked out of prison last night.
Wow.
They got to go home to their families.
Big answer prayer, a big momentum shift, a righting of a great wrong. And we're still not done righting this wrong. I mean, there's still a lot of righting to be done because we're still not done with all the mess of it. And we're not done yet. We will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And we actually saw it last night in an incredible way. You and I were talking to each other back and forth. And I was waiting for him to sign this thing. Even before he actually personally signed it, I mean, the word was out. This is fixing to happen.
Yes. So, Taylor, if you would actually, that's my personal website. If you'd put up j6roadhome.com instead, I'm excited to say that now that I have been presidentially pardoned, I will be legally changing my last name to McCombs for that good-looking cowboy that I'm married to. Steph McCombs.
He's not that good-looking. I know him.
I remember him. Whatever. He was so sweet.
He's a stud.
He was a stud.
He's about a foot taller than I am. I don't even like being around him.
Right?
It's like, man, no. Dadgummit.
So we started getting word that some of our prisoners were being processed out early afternoon. We knew that we would not be included in the presidential speech that President Trump gave at the inauguration. We were waiting for the executive orders to start coming down. So I can tell you that there are, it's over 1,500 of us. So there's almost 1,600 January 6th defendants. There's only 14 that he commuted their sentences and wants to do further investigation on some of those people. A lot of those people are my friends, so I'm not sure what that's all about. But the rest of us, every single January 6th defendant that was convicted of any crime was given a full and complete presidential pardon yesterday. And everybody that is still in the process and has yet to be convicted or sentenced, all of their charges were dropped. So let me explain a little bit about how absolutely miraculous that is. We knew this was going to happen. We knew this was going to happen. And we knew that it was going to be biblical and that the prison doors were going to swing open. And they did. I have so many friends. I have 186 January 6th defendants that are military veterans that have honorably served our country for over 20 years, many of them. And they were convicted of felonies. And now they're no longer felons. And they can buy guns again. And they can vote again. And
they can get a fishing license again.
They can get a fishing license again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, sir. And so the pictures, I sent you a bunch of pictures and videos and everything of people walking out of prison yesterday. And
you keep on talking and we'll just put that on there. We'll just use that as B-roll, but you just keep on talking.
Yeah.
So I was very blessed that I got to be the coordinator of all of the Texas prisoners. There were 18 prisoners being held in Texas. That's one of them, Christopher Grider. His wife went to pick him up, and there he is with his baby that he got to go home to.
Wow.
How long has he been separate from his family for the whole 4 years?
No, not the whole 4 years. I don't know specifically how long Chris has been separated. I know that's one of my friends, Ellie, and her husband, Ron, and he's been locked up for, I believe, almost a year now, and he got to come home. I mean, this is, these are people across the country, California, Florida. There was one facility in Florida that had 12 of our people. And for those of you that have ever picked somebody up at prison, usually they're the only person that walked out. And in this case, we have all of these beautiful group photos of all of the people that came out. You can see how happy these wives are.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. Cool. There's one of your group
photos. That's a big group.
Yeah, for all those guys, you know, to be coming out all at the same time.
Wow.
That's just phenomenal. Well, Jenny, I want to just tell you right now, we're so happy for you, and we're so proud of you, and I'm very, very, very grateful. And we celebrate with you, and this horrible injustice that has taken place, it's going to be righted. Mm-hmm. It is. It's already began, and this terrible injustice, and nobody's been allowed to talk about that. You were called a traitor if you tried to talk about it. If you pointed out the obvious. You know, you have been canceled. You have been canceled in every way that they could possibly cancel you. And yet you guys hung in there. And you didn't just do it because you're patriots. Mm-hmm. You did it because you're people of God. Mm-hmm. And that's been the thing that I've loved about y'all is that you've kept this a holy war. You've kept this of, no, listen, we're not the bad guys. Y'all are the bad guys. We stand with Jesus. And I'm so grateful that you actually did that.
One of the things that has just blown me away was so many of these men and women that have been unjustly incarcerated for 4 years is that they have never lost their faith in God, and they have never lost their love of country, right? Because America didn't do this to us, right? The government did this to us. And I think it's very important to have that separation, because I believe that our country was a wonderful, wonderful God idea. And God lets us be part of this great American concept. And it's our responsibility as Christians and as patriots to make sure that we are involved in every single angle. And I tell you, one of the great blessings that's coming out of January 6th is you have 1,600 people who are a cross-section of the country, every type of belief, education, socioeconomic status, mental health, all of that. And we have 1,600 people. The vast majority of us have never been incarcerated before and quite frankly didn't care about criminal justice reform until it happened to us. And now we have seen the inside and all of the horrible things, you know, Texas prisons don't have to have air conditioning. And you know how hot it gets here.
Oh, I do. Oh.
And the extortion that happens through commissary. Prisons do not have to give you shoes, toiletries, a mattress, pillows, anything like that. And a lot of them don't even actually have to give you protein. They have to give you a certain number of calories, but they don't have to give you any protein. And so a lot of our guys have developed medical issues as a result of long-term malnourishment in our country. Veterans that all of a sudden have diseases of things that you haven't even heard of happening lately, like scurvy, because they didn't receive enough nutrition inside.
Yep.
And so the healing process that can now start to begin, not just for us and our families and loved ones, but also for the country, to where we can eventually get back to where maybe we have free and fair justice, is so vitally important.
I want to put your website back up there, Jenny, and because I know that you're just now getting started in a really big way, and because you have a place down by Luckenbach, Texas, where you actually have tiny homes and you take these guys in that don't have a place to go to because of various reasons. One of the things that's happened is a bunch of the guys that actually went into their prison, their wives actually left them. They haven't seen their wife or their kids. They haven't had a job. They haven't had family. And now they're getting out and they have no place to go. They lost their home while they were in there. There's other people that actually did lose their homes because there was no income stream. There was not.
Yes.
There was, you know, people have lost absolutely everything over this great political injustice that took place. And now these people got to be restored. They got to be healed. Now we're going to move into the healing part. And then we're actually going to move into the justice part of this. And you are on the front lines of that. How can people help you?
Absolutely. So I'm so grateful that God gave me this calling. About 2.5 years ago, after I got off of federal probation, I started working on the concept of what do we do with them when they get out of prison. And so after God brought us down to the Luckenbach, Texas area and gave us 11 beautiful acres, we started working on this. And now our ministry is called J6RoadHome.com. And I want to tell you some of the miracles that have happened with that, because we just launched the website about 6 weeks ago, but we've been working on developing this network. We have a national telehealth network company that has doctors and medical professionals and licensed professional counselors across the country that are donating their time and services. We have jobs all over Texas, and we're starting to also get job offers coming in for other states. We have had 3 vehicles donated to us. We've had 2 sets of queen size sheets sent to us. I mean, I'm amazed at how creative people have gotten with being involved in our project. We've partnered with Old Glory Bank, which is a wonderful, wonderful bank to do all the banking for the J6ers. And we've got an accountant out of Florida that's going to do all of their taxes for free. And
I think,
and that, then our local church here.
It's easy to just take it for granted to think, okay, these people are getting out of prison and they have everything taken care of. Mm-hmm. Many of them have had absolutely everything taken from them. And so for you to be a big part of that restoration process is amazing. Jenny Cudd, I want to just tell you, we love you. I want to tell you, we're proud of you. Again, I'm changing your name from Jenny to Dolly because you have been pardoned. And I bless you. And I think that is amazing. And I got to come down to Luckenbach and come down there and see your place.
Yes, sir. Well, we have, as of today, we have 4 guys that are on their way here.
Okay, good.
To live with us and to get involved in our local church, the Bridge Church, and start going through the counseling and all the healing and just get out and swing a hammer and get back to work.
Listen, we want to help you with that.
And I think that number's going to grow.
It is going to grow. And you, listen, you have our help. We are your friends. We're going to step it up. We're going to see what else we can do. And Jenny, I just want to say thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you so much for standing strong. Thank you for standing with Jesus. And thank you for standing with these helpless people that our own nation forgot for a time. But now we have different leadership. And we actually absolutely do remember. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pastor Troy. See you soon.
God bless you, Ladybug.
God bless you.
Okay. Wow. How about them apples?
That's cool. Wow. I was actually thinking of her as soon as I heard about the pardon. I was thinking of Jenny. And it's just so cool to know that so many people are pardoned and her ministry, I feel like God was preparing, really prepared the way for these guys to be free.
Yep.
You know, he prepared the way through her and through her ministry. Mm. And so now they have somewhere to go and they have someone who's already set up to get them plugged in.
It's actually my tribe, right? It's our tribe.
Yeah.
You take in people, you help people, you bring redemption, you restore people, you lay down your life for it. I mean, Jeannie's part of our tribe.
Yeah,
I mean, we're all part of the same tribe. I'm so grateful for her. Well, friends, I want to welcome you here today to episode number 7 in a shining time of great momentum, of incredible change. Everything is being recalibrated. And friends, that means there has to be a new standard. When you recalibrate something, you re-standardize something. And the standard has changed. The standard of being nice used to be, just 6 months ago, you had to call a boy a girl when he demanded it. Mm. And that was being nice. That's not the standard I live by. We could go on and on and on and on and on, and we could go through this whole thing. But times are changing, my friend. Times are changing. Zach Rippey, you're here with me today. What do you think about that?
Man, I just feel that the Lord has answered prayers, you know, and justice is had. Yep. And it's just so cool to just see it happen in so many arenas that so many of us, I feel like at times, have lost hope on because of how ridiculous things were and how much up was down and down was up. Yes. Everything just felt backwards for so many years, and it felt like truth was just being suppressed. And now it just feels like truth is rising to the surface at a way I have never seen before.
Yeah.
And I have such a hope that more justice is coming and just more righteousness is coming through the Lord. And just knowing that we are his bride, I just believe he has so much in store for us personally as a church and as a country.
Yeah. I like what Renee said. Lord, restore everything the locusts have taken from these people and their families in Jesus' name. Can we say a prayer, Pastor Troy,
Absolutely.
For everybody that came out? And I can't imagine what they went through and what they lost, but may the Lord just give them a double portion.
Yeah. You know, the White House is at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and there are 1600 of these people that were pardoned yesterday from the White House.
That's cool.
And I was looking at the numbers of that and like, okay, well, that's the Lord. Also, I couldn't help but notice, if I can just say this, you know what? I'm gonna stop and I'm just going to pray because I'm about to go off on something else. Father God, sir, we do indeed want to lift up every single person that was targeted by a weaponized government and came after them and hauled them off to prison. And Lord God Almighty, sir, the cancelization, the accusations, the slander, the hate, the all of it, Lord God Almighty. I pray, Lord Jesus, sir, that you would restore everything, God, that has been stolen from these people. I pray, Lord God Almighty, sir, that you would indeed do that.
Amen.
And God, I lift up the four guys that are on their way to Jenny's ranch, and I pray, God, that you bless them. I pray, God, that you restore them, heal them, set them free in every single way. And I pray, Lord God Almighty, sir, for all the families that are gathering together that have not been able to gather for the past 4 years, including my pastor friends who didn't even go in the Capitol building and still got monster sentence, and all of those people, Lord God. I also pray, Lord God, sir, for the corrupt people in the government that went after these people. And I pray, God, that you would expose them. And I pray, Lord God Almighty, sir, that justice would come. And I pray, God, that they wouldn't be able to do this anymore. And Lord God Almighty, I love you, sir, and I praise you in Jesus' name. Everybody here say together.
Amen.
Well, I am excited about this. And as we continue to talk here today, guys, we're going to be talking about the outstanding moves that President Trump made on his very first day. And we're actually going to be going through some of the paperwork that he signed and some of the legislation that he passed yesterday. And then we're going to be talking about the executive orders concerning Israel. We got something very specific about that. We're also going to be reflecting on some of the victories of the New Beginnings Conference. And I can't wait to go over that. So this is a shining time.
Lots.
Yeah, we actually do have a whole lot.
You know what I was thinking about just with what Zach was saying there? The past 4 years, I feel like as believers, we have felt, at least I have felt like, man, our morals, our values are just getting beaten down. And it felt like the enemy was taking so much ground. And like we were constantly fighting this uphill battle. And what yesterday felt like was just such a slap in the face of the enemy at how quickly all that ground that they took over 4 years was completely reversed. in just a moment signing something that says, nope, there's only two genders. Nope, UNRWA is a terrorist organization. Mm-hmm. Nope, our J6ers should be free. Like literally so fast, God turned it around. And mm-hmm. I just think that's an encouragement to all of us in our own lives that's how, like, we are a God of this. We suddenly. Worship a God of the suddenlies. Yep. And that he can change stuff so fast. So we should never be discouraged because we never know what's right around the corner.
Mm. Run on. Well, I was just talking to all the pastors here this morning. You guys, these guys are about to make a big special announcement about my book here in just a minute. And a very big promotion we're fixing to do. But let me tell you this. We just had a pastor's meeting. We do that every Tuesday. And we were together, and I was talking to them about what happens in a time of sweeping change like this and how important it is to recalibrate, to re-standardize, and that is the time that we're actually in right now. And you can just be 2 degrees off, and if you run, you know, you're like, hey, I'm 98% right on, but I'm only 2 degrees off, you run long enough, you'll crash just being 2 degrees off. And this is a time, man, for us to look at what's been formerly called True North. But actually, it's looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. I told a story to all my staff this morning that there's a real famous shipwreck off of the coast of North Carolina. And I've studied this thing. It's crazy because at the time that it left Baltimore, it was the fastest, most bat-out, incredible ship anybody had ever seen. It had more guns on it. It was faster. It had every modern convenience it could possibly imagine. And then it ended up crashing. It crashed and everybody drowned. And like, what happened? What happened was it was a brand spanking new vessel that had an old, gosh, help me. I had a problem with this word this morning, and I can't believe I'm having a block about this word. North, south, east, and west. Oh, what is that called?
Compass,
thank you. That had an old compass on it, and it was 2 degrees off. Yeah, it's a compass. Thank you, guys.
And, it's like charades.
Yeah, what is it? North, south, east, and west. What is that, right? It's like, okay, that's a compass. And it was 2 degrees off. So what that meant was the faster and the longer they went south, the more they were going towards the shore, and they didn't know it. And at nighttime, it hit a reef, and everybody drowned. The last things he ever wrote in the captain's book as the ship was sinking is, my God, how did we get here? Question mark.
Whoa.
Well, he needed to be recalibrated. He needed a new standard. He needed to check his standard and make sure that his standard was accurate. And so I was telling all the pastors this morning, man, that's what we have to do. We have to do that. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. And all these other things will be added to you. Run on. So who's going to promote my book? Who's going to help me?
I got you.
Okay. So good news. My mother-in-law has been reading your book. I got her a copy of it for Christmas, and she sent this yesterday to me, which was super positive. I really enjoyed it. She was saying, I was watching the inauguration. The number 47 stuck out, as in Donald J. Trump is his 47th president. Since I've been reading Troy's book, numbers have been standing out like never before. 4 + 7 = 11. And in your book, you say it is in the positive, the number 11 represents heroes rising up.
Yes, it does.
And the correlation between that and the positive aspect of Trump getting into office yesterday. So what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, the whole 47. I actually shared on my Twitter feed last night. Mm-hmm. I put a bunch of 47 scriptures, right? Mm-hmm. And scriptures that have 47 in it. And what are those things? 47 is a number that's associated with a bunch of things in the Word of God, but particularly one of the things I mentioned yesterday is that there were 47 guys who did the King James Version that actually translated the Word of God from Latin into English, and it hit the English world. It's like it represents a new word, a new way to deliver the word and to bring the word. And for him to be the 47th president, I mean, has to be prophetic. It has to be. I mean,
he's prophetic.
He's 45 and 47, and that's a whole nother thing, right on. God bless 46, but praise God, the Biden crime family is out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I mean, man, I want to take goodbye, and let our borders be closed. And they were closed yesterday in one day. They were closed. Mm-hmm. I was driving down I-35 on Sunday after church, and I passed all these trailers that had cars on it, and all the cars were all Border Patrol vehicles.
Wow.
And I was like, look at that. Look at that. We're actually we can actually stop trafficking on our border in one day if we have the right leadership.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And 47, I think, actually speaks to that.
Come on. Wow. So if you want your copy of Numbers That Prophesy and you want Troy to sign it, he's doing a special giveaway today. Or if you call the number on the screen right there, 1-877-413-0888. Pastor Troy is giving a signed copy if you donate $47 or more today. It's a special offer that we are doing for the spirit of this week and the spirit of the number 47 and the awesome fact that President Trump got into office and is our 47th president. So please call the number on your screen and we have a team down there waiting for you for your call. Thank you so much.
Good job.
Awesome. Yeah. And what a good time to have this tool to help us decipher how God is speaking through the times and the numbers and all that.
So the first several chapters, the first chapter actually tells everybody what this is.
Yeah.
All right. Then I have six epic historical stories that everybody's going to go, hey, I know that story. I know what that is. Okay. And then we're going to look at the names and the numbers. And then at the end of it, it's got all these appendages of what numbers actually mean. And then it's also got colors. It's got prophetic symbols. It's got all those things. And you can literally just turn to it and just go, boom, like I just now turned to 777. I just now turned there. I also just saw 888. Let's see if I've got.
It's such a great resource, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Like, I just turned to 53. 53 talks about the dual nature of Jesus, him being both God and man at the same exact time. And then I give the scriptures for it, and I show that, the number 53. So all of this is in this book. This is took me 2 years to put all this together, and Destiny Image came out with it this last week. And in honor of the president, if you would give $47 or more and help me rescue some more kids, help me feed them every day, help me educate them every day, if you'll help me do that, I will send you a book that is autographed. Simply call the number.
So good. Okay. And I think it's one of those things where, like, once your eyes are open to it, then you see it more.
I know, that's what my mother-in-law was saying.
Yeah. And so you mentioned in their colors, we had a question come in having to do with a color that was worn yesterday. And I remember we had talked about it on election night because Kamala wore the same color. And I could not for the life of me remember what the meaning was.
Are you talking about purple?
Purple. Yeah, purple. So Helen Watkins said, did you notice Joe Biden had an outfit in the color purple? And I remember on election night, you guys were like, oh,
it's
I bet
a call
Kamala.
To anarchy.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
And just so that you know, that is a signal.
Wow.
That is a signal. Now, in the positive, when something is redeemed, purple represents royalty.
Yeah.
Right on. But in the negative, when something is not redeemed, it represents chaos and it represents anarchy. It represents a different form of government is what it represents.
Wow.
And so we were all saying, dude, I'm going to freak out if Kamala comes out wearing purple whenever she comes out. And we're like, look, dude, she's wearing purple. Like, okay, there you go.
Yeah, when I saw Jill yesterday again, like, I thought that same thing, but I couldn't remember what it meant. I was like, I'll have to wait till the polls in Australia.
So I want to ask you this, man. If you had a dream, and if the first lady was wearing black and white on this day, you know, would you know what that means? Man, I would know what it means. It means, listen, we're getting back to this. It's black or it's white.
Black and white.
It's black and white. It's not all fuzzy. It's not all purple.
Yeah. Wow.
Amen.
That's good.
So that's like looking at things as if they were a dream and seeing if there's a word from it. Now, I couldn't help but notice, guys, this is a really big deal. I couldn't help but notice yesterday that there was indeed a planetary alignment that took place. The last time that there was a planetary alignment, the last time that there was, Roe v. Wade was overturned.
There it is.
Yep. Come on. Okay. Wow. The last time.
We stalk you, Pastor. You're the only reason I keep Twitter.
I encourage
you guys, man, to sign up on my Twitter account. Okay. I wrote this yesterday. Mm-hmm. When Roe v. Wade was overturned by Trump, appointed Supreme Court justices, right? There was a planetary parade. Yesterday, when he took the oath, there was a planetary alignment, and the president of Planned Parenthood killed over dead.
That was very interesting.
So you have a planetary alignment on both days. You have Trump's leadership on both days, and abortion is kicked in the teeth on both days.
The Lord is speaking.
Wow.
Do you know that that's Texas Governor Ann Richards' daughter?
No. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm not happy she died at all. I want you guys to hear this. I want to respectfully say, because she has friends and she has family, and I'm not celebrating her death. I'm not Palestinian. You know, I'm actually a Christian, and I'm sorry that happened. prophetically, as far as a picture is concerned, the president, you got President Trump, and then you got the president of Planned Parenthood. Wow. One of them falls on the day that there's planetary alignment.
Wow. Oof. King Jesus.
The heavens declare the glory of God and affirming it shows his handiwork. Day in the day, it reveals speech, and night in the night, it reveals knowledge. And there is no language where their voice is not heard. And so things lined up yesterday, and you better be on the right side of things.
You got recalibrated.
That's right. That's exactly right. Things got recalibrated. Yeah. That's exactly right.
So we got a question about
that. I like that word.
Linda from our ODX family says, how do we recalibrate, Pastor Troy?
Ooh. Yeah, it's about making sure, first of all, that your standard...
all the questions.
It's about, first of all, making sure that your standard is the right standard and that you adjust to the standard.
Mm.
That's what that means. So it's like, okay, that, you know, and by the way, thank you, ODX, sweet friend. I bless you in Jesus' name. Was it Linda?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she's a part of stage two or she's a part of stage three. So grateful for you, Linda. Yeah, I've been talking a lot about consecration and how important consecration is.
Yes, sir.
And like, okay, man, well, you're going to be consecrated. Okay, well, that's recalibration. That's restandardization. That is what you do. And we have to be the kind of people that are consecrated to the Lord, the kind of people who go, wait a minute, this is the way I've always done it, and it's been fine, but now I don't think it is anymore. Or this is the way I've always done it, and I'm convinced it's God, but now I'm starting to see this, and I think I just need to readjust. Wow. And that's what that's all about. Hallelujah. All right.
So good.
Well, I know that we have some other very special things that we're going to be introducing here today, including... guys, we will be going behind the veil in just a few minutes. Now, before we go behind the veil, you need to be aware that behind the veil is exclusive to our ODX family found at ODX.tv. And if you're stage two or if you're stage three, you can stay on board with us. If you're just a part of our social media family, I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful that you subscribe. I'm grateful that you sign up. I'm grateful that you type in, that you write the things. Because all those things really do help us and helps people get the word that we actually have to give. But if you want to support us on a regular basis, you get special benefits for that. If you're like, why would I want to do that? Well, I'm about to get my friend to show you a commercial of the work that we're doing all over the world. And you need to know this, that if you are part of ODX.TV and if you're supporting us in any way, you're actually a part of how we are rescuing kids out of sexual slavery the way we have been for 30 years. This is not something we just started last year. It's not something we started 2 years ago. I've been doing this now for 30 years. And friends, we have raised tens of thousands of children. We have over 4,000 children under our care right at this second. Guys, watch this. A million children disappear every single year. And most of them are victims of an underground industry generating over $150 billion every single year. The government and the media, they seem powerless to be able to solve this epidemic of human trafficking, but you can make a great big difference. Troy Brewer Ministries is a ministry that's dedicated to making a difference one child at a time. And in the past 30 years, we have delivered 11,000 children from this living nightmare of sexual trafficking. And with your help, we can come to rescue thousands and thousands more. At Troy Brewer Ministries, we're not just rescuing and raising kids, but we are actually training nations to do the same. And friends, we work with foreign government agencies to identify and rescue children who are in desperate need of our help. Now, with 51 children's homes across all the globe, we actually provide food and clothing and shelter and the love and the truth of Jesus to every single child. Will you rise to this challenge? And would you please link arms with us? As we follow Jesus in carrying out this mission, this is his mission. Simply call 877-413-0888 in order to get started, or you can simply visit us at troybrewer.com for more information.
Friends, there is not a better time to partner with us. Not only when you partner with us, does your money go towards what you just saw, literally rescuing children, But if you join us right now as a Stage 3 partner on ODX.TV, you also get access to all of our conferences. And I said this is really good timing because we just are on the heels of an incredible week-long conference, our New Beginnings Conference. I mean, I can't think of a better way to start out the year than by recapping and watching those videos back. If you're a Stage 3 partner, you can go on right now on ODX.TV and sign in and view all of the nights of our conference. That's our worship. That's our offering times where we brought up special guests. We brought up a rescue. We brought up a colonel that we partner with in Colombia who has become a rescuer that we partner with. And we also brought up representatives of nations as we are now moving into this whole new stage of training nations to rescue. We also have time of prophetic outpouring in every single evening. So man, this conference was so, so incredible. And you can watch it all back, relive it. We had a star party, which Pastor Troy said was his favorite star party that he's done yet. That was my first one.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Man, it was so good. So again, if you become a Stage 3 partner on ODX.TV, you'll have access to all of that and more. So now's a great opportunity. Just want to throw that out there.
I think it's the best conference we ever did. Not just the star party, but I think it's the best conference. And I mean, we've been the conference for 30 years. So
wow.
I'm like, wow.
It was fun.
Like, oh my goodness. And so it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It was fun. But yeah, no, I haven't seen the videos yet. I'm going to go to ODX.TV today when I get home, and I'm going to watch it all. And I'm going to go through all of them. And I'm like, I can't wait. I can't wait to actually hear because I got to be a part of praise and worship on the last night.
Which was so fun.
You were a part of praise and worship.
It was so fun.
And it was so fun.
Man.
And then I sing a song that I wrote. And then on Saturday night, I just sat up there for 2 full hours and picked and grinned with some great musicians. And I had my guitar up there and we just played and we did all kinds of songs. We even did some Eagle songs, right? And busted out all the harmonies that was on it. But we had a little
cheesy
campfire that was up there. And we had cricket sounds inside the house. And I'm like, hey, if you ever came out to Redemption Ranch, if you hung out with me, this is what it would be like. And now I even had a laser pointer, which I got to give you back your laser pointer.
He has like 20.
I'm like, hey, man, we just put up like Orion up there and I pointed out this, pointed out that. And we went through all 12 of the major signs that the sun travels through on the ecliptic. I preached and taught on how the heavens declare the glory of God and what that means and what all that does.
That's actually fun. That's so having fun.
Man, that's a good picture right there. I know exactly what song I'm singing right there. Exactly.
Is that Hotel California?
No, it's not. It's sure not. So
it was really fun. Man, I think that was one of the best, I think, out of all of them that I've been to. It gets better and better, Pastor Troy. Every time that I've been to a star party, just the excellence and just how the details and everybody coming together. And the food was amazing.
That's always good when the food is good.
Yeah. I mean, the music, the food, and you. Okay, that's it.
We had a dinner, and then we had a star party. Then we're going to be, within the next week, we're going to be given details on when we're going to do that again.
Yes.
You can come in on Saturday, be a part of the food outreach on Saturday morning. We'll have an ODX gathering, something, and then we'll have a star party that night, a dinner and a star party. And it was so special. And so we'll be casting that vision out here pretty quick. And I don't know, 3 or 4 months from now, we'll do that again.
Yeah.
And you can go ahead and get your tickets right now. Yeah. But I also had my whole Soak School. I had 260 students that came in and prophesied and prayed to every single ticketed person that was there.
Amen.
And, I will say I was actually, in the room for the whole thing. But at that point when the Soak students came in, I had just had a conversation with someone about just some stuff that I kind of felt the Lord was like giving me discernment about. And then I was sitting down just talking to Bill and just talking shop as stuff was going on. You know, we were nearing the end. This was like the end of the star party. And people were, I mean, at this point, people were even starting to pack up some of the tables because it went, I mean, people were praying and prophesying and it was, no one was stopping them. And it was awesome. So I was just back there talking to Bill and I had a little sweet old lady come up to me and said, you know, God told me I'm supposed to come up here and pray for you. And it was actually two women and they prayed for me. And one gave like a really encouraging word. And the other one, I was wearing a jacket that had a little bumblebee on it. And she started speaking to me about how a bumblebee represents discernment. And how she said, the Lord wants you to know that whatever you are that he's gifted you in this area mm-hmm. of discernment, and to not doubt.
Wow.
Not doubt yourself and not really come off a conversation one about that. About, I feel like, mm-hmm. you know, but I'm trying to, you know, sometimes when you're feeling a certain type of way, you're like, is this discernment or am I being judgmental? Am I being judgy? No, mm-hmm. like for real, this is something, this is what goes on in my head that like, I'm like, is it my flesh or is it my spirit? You know, and sometimes it's hard to know. And mm-hmm. so when she said that to me, and it was literally right after having a conversation, I was like, whoa, mm-hmm. that was cool. And I honestly just, I wasn't expecting to get something from that. You know, I was working, you know, we're trying to execute for everyone else. So it was just cool that like the Lord had something special saved for me in that moment. It was
you can't cool. muzzle a cow when it treads out the corn.
Never heard that saying before, yeah, but I'll have to use it.
All right, I'm going to introduce you to, cool. listen, now listen to me, okay? Listen, there's this group of people, they're called Jews.
Oh my God.
And I have heard of them.
Okay, and they got these 613 Old Testament laws. One of them is you can't muzzle an ox when it treads out the corn.
Okay. Oh my God.
Okay. And it's like one of those weirdo laws that they got. I know it's so bizarre, but what does that mean? It means this: when you employ something for the harvest, mm. the thing that you employ or the person you employ also receives from the harvest.
Wow.
That's cool. That's
amazing. You don't work in it and not get to partake in the
yeah.
harvest.
Mm. Well, I was very blessed by that. So it was mm. cool.
That's good.
It was really cool.
I like that a whole lot.
Yeah.
Well, friends, if you are a third stage partner, you can already see all of those videos. We got them all lined up. Now, we're going to go behind the veil, and we're actually going to talk about what's going on in Israel. And we're also going to talk about a bunch of stuff that's going on with Israel. And the reason why we go behind the veil is because I've had to be on good behavior here the past 30, 45 minutes, and I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Now, it's not as likely that we can get banned from social media right now because these same people that hated our guts a month ago, they're trying to get with the program.
Uh-huh.
They're like, okay, yes, sir, we want to get with the program. And that's good. That's good. We want them to get with the program. And so, but I just want to tell you, man, we don't trust that system as far as we can throw it. It's very important for us to have our own platform where we truly have freedom of speech, okay? So if you are stage two or stage three, I'm about to throw this to you. But first, guys, we're going to take you guys to a video here in just a second after my friends close up here that actually sums up the whole kit and caboodle of the New Beginnings Conference. Mm-hmm. You guys have anything else that y'all want to say before we go behind the veil?
No, I think we're all set. You encouraged to sign up stage two, stage three. I know if you're asking how much stage two, are we okay to say that? $11.99 per month for second stage, but we want to encourage you for third stage because you get full access, exclusive access to everything, everywhere Pastor Troy's at, all the special shows, every conference, and the Redemption Lunch will be there on too. So if you are not able to come and be in the luncheon with Patricia King, that will be on ODX.TV. So please, we want to encourage you that when you are signing up, you're not just signing up for content, but we are able to rescue children all over the world mm-hmm. and introduce and be able to be the hands and feet of Jesus.
Yeah.
Like this coming Thursday, mm-hmm. I'm going to be in Seattle, Washington. I'll be at Darren Stott's place.
Wow.
And we will have that piped in just exclusively for ODX people
that
are at the third stage. Mm-hmm. And so that's the kind of stuff we do. Brother Zach Rippey.
Yep. And don't forget, guys, we mentioned it earlier, but you can call the number on the screen. And if you give $47 or more today, we're going to send you a signed copy of Pastor Troy's new book that he's going to sign personally himself for you. All right. So call it and donate and partner with us. And we'll see you on ODX.TV.
Guys, right. Let's go to our special video. Can we do that?
Yeah.
So tell me what this video is.
Yeah. So this is our recap video from our New Beginnings Conference. Woo-hoo. And over the next couple of days, we're going to be posting more videos because we actually have segmented videos from each night. But if we were to show them all, it'd be like a 7-minute, you know, time right here. So we're going to show you guys right now just an overall recap, and then make sure you're following us on social media because we're going to be posting all of the daily recaps, which give you an even deeper insight. And if you're following us, if you're watching right now on YouTube, we will say goodbye. This is where it ends. But if you're an ODX partner, we will see you there behind the veil. So guys, enjoy this video.
Friends, I want to welcome you here to the New Beginnings 2025 conference. It's a good day to be alive, and it's a good day to be in the house. There is a faith that comes from God, that God breathes into your life, that busts a seal off of your understanding.
Jesus didn't just die on the cross for you 2,000 years ago. He's actually still continuously to this very day pouring out his blood on your behalf.
The Lord says tonight, your prayer, even though you stop praying, it has never left his throne and his sight. Let it be done and established in this hour. And Lord, we prophesy the things that have been held up for the last 3 years.
Receive it.
Would be released now in the first 3 months.
This is the year that we don't fight back with natural carnal weapons, that we don't fight back from a triggered state, but from a place of humility, from a place of righteousness, from a place of holy, I said, holy boldness, not a cockiness, but a holy boldness. And I'm telling you, Pastor Troy, the fire of God is upon you for such a time as this.
He will give you everything. He will give you righteousness and truth and justice, and it'll look just like he does it. It'll be executed in the way that he does it when you look to him and follow him.
And the Bible says someday, as a living epistle, Paul calls you, someday you'll stand before the throne of God Almighty himself and the books will be opened. It's going to be revealed what the Lord has written in every single one of our hearts. And what an amazing revelation it's going to be. Amen. Amen.